8.5%. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The nation's unemployment rate is the highest it's been since late 1983. The Labor Department report just came out a few minutes ago. Standard & Poor's economist Beth Ann Bovino is standing by. Beth Ann, 663,000 jobs eliminated last month. How does that compare with what you were expecting?
It's a little stronger, a little weaker, I should say, than we had expected. We had been expecting about a 650,000 jobs lost. Also, the unemployment rate was a little stronger as well. That unemployment came up to about 8.5%. We were expecting just under that. We were expecting about 8.4. So I guess the good news is that it wasn't close to what the ADP private payrolls had shown, which was over 700,000. I'm sure there was a spooked concerns that that could show up. So, and again, it was a little stronger than we expected, a little worse than we had expected, but still not over the 700 mark.
There seems to be a sentiment out there that things can't get worse for much longer. Is that a safe assumption?
What we see with all the numbers that are coming out is that while we're still in a recession, we think it's going to last through, we're looking at probably through the third quarter of 2009, it does look like the rate is slowing down, meaning that the severity of the recession seems to be reducing its strength. That's a good sign. We do think that job losses are going to continue through early 2010. We're now expecting close to a 10% rate for unemployment.
And when do you think we'll hit that point?
Unemployment is a lagging indicator. So while the growth in the economy will start to pick up, we expect in the fourth quarter, with a little bit of help from the stimulus package that's being offered, jobs are going to still continue to lose, are going to continue to contract, actually through early 2010. Probably in the second quarter is really we think job losses are going to peak. I think the overall sentiment seems to be that the economy is looking, again, not as bad as what had been expected.
Well, we can take that for a Friday.
Yeah.
Standard & Poor's economist Beth Ann Bovino, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, U.S. stock futures are still higher even after that unemployment number. Yesterday, the Dow closed at 79.78 after picking up 216 points. That was the highest close since the 9th of February. Shares in Europe are up and down. Right now, major markets are mostly higher, and it was a mostly higher day today for markets in Asia. We've been hearing so much recently about lenders working to help homeowners avoid foreclosures, but loan modifications are far from a silver bullet. This morning, a federal report shows nearly one in four modifications in the fourth quarter actually resulted in increased monthly payments. That can happen when lenders tack on fees or past due interest to a loan and spread those payments out over the 30 or 40-year period. The analysis also shows fewer than half of loan modifications made at the end of last year brought down mortgage payments by more than 10%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Talk about a TV emergency. Millions of people made time last night to watch the series finale of NBC's ER. County General Hospital was on the world stage. The show boosted the careers of several stars, won 22 Emmy Awards, and had a 15-season run. ER fan and Variety editor Stuart Levine is with us now. We've got lots of people chiming in this morning about last night's show, but I want to ask you, covering this industry over the past 15 years that ER has been on, how has the TV landscape changed?
The biggest change in television? That's a good question. Well, certainly the biggest change is the distribution model. I mean, now you can watch shows on the internet. You can watch shows on your iPod. There's TiVo, which, you could watch a show in 20 minutes rather than a half hour. And that's changed the economic model. Obviously, the advertisers are not happy about that. And broadcasters are not happy because they're not getting the advertising dollars. So that's changed. But as far as the quality goes, I think shows have just gotten – overall have gotten better. You know, TV gets a bad rap that it's like the great wasteland. But shows like, you know, Lost and The Wire and Mad Men and, you know, The Sopranos and comedies like 30 Rock.
I myself am going through some Wire withdrawal now after wrapping up the DVDs.
Yeah, The Wire to me is the best – I would say is the best drama in the history of television.
You know, and thinking of The Wire, I don't want to ruin it for anyone that's maybe still in the process of watching, but the newspaper industry, interestingly enough, was the center of the last season. And there's a new movie that actually takes the newspaper woes and makes that the story.
Right. It's a film called State of Play, really a really good story with Russell Crowe, Rachel McAdams, and Ben Affleck. Basically, the story takes place in Washington. Affleck is a congressman who has an affair. And it kind of looks at the way that this fictional newspaper in Washington handles the case. It's interesting the way they look at it. They look at the old newspaper model with Russell Crowe as kind of the beaten down journalist, you know, who's been doing this for 20 years, getting tons of sources, and Rachel McAdams, who's a blogger for the newspaper, and kind of how their paths meet, you know. And Helen Mirren's stuck in the middle. She's the editor of the paper, so she's pushing kind of these two engines together, the blogging side, the internet side, and the old school journalism side together. And she has to put a paper together that's going to not only going to get readers, but it's going to sell a lot of papers and be right.
All right. So I'll put State of Play on my to watch list. Anything else coming up?
There's a little small baseball movie, which I really like, called Sugar. It's about a player from the Dominican Republic who gets drafted by the major leagues, and he comes up and he tries to make a career out of it. A really small, really good baseball movie. So look for that in your theater. It's called Sugar.
Variety's Stuart Levine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sugar opens today in New York and L.A., April 24th nationwide. State of Play opens on the 17th. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great weekend. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.